Good evening. This is KC2YXN, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Kathy. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club's repeater, 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net, and all interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break the net at any time. So at this point, do we have any emergency traffic? The Boonville Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be on June 21st, I believe, at 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northern Arden Community Center, which is on 106 Schuyler Street. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not necessary to become a member. If you are interested in becoming a net control, please contact the club member and we could set that up. Should a net control not start the net promptly at 9 p.m. and still has not done so after a few moments, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You will find the preamble on our website, which is www.boonvillearc.com. I am now listening for any stations that are portable, battery-powered, or mobile. Who would like to join us this evening? Please call now. I am now listening for EchoLink check-ins. Are there any stations on EchoLink who would like to join us? I will pause for 15 seconds.
This is Kilo Delta 2 Foxtrot Papa Mike. Kevin James checking in through EchoLink from Oneonta, New York. And Kathy, I don't see anyone else in here at this time. It looks like it's just me.
Alrighty, Kevin. Well, thanks for the info and thanks for joining us this evening. And I hope you've been trying to keep cool.
Yeah, good evening, Kathy, and everyone on board KD2FPM out here in Oneonta. I actually snuck up into the Mohawk Valley for a couple hours this afternoon to take care of a couple things at Kelly's house for her and then jetted back down here to Oneonta. So while I was in the Mohawk Valley doing one of your favorite tasks, actually, Kathy, I was playing with a lawnmower. It was 91 degrees, and I'm thinking, what am I doing here? This is nuts. But I wanted the place to look good for Memorial Day weekend, so I hit the lawn for her, and then I jetted back out of the valley while playing on the 7-6 repeater and chatted with a couple guys up there. So, but I got back down here to Oneonta, and all of a sudden I found out I was famous because of a video that I did a couple days ago for CNYWeatherTainment.com, which aired tonight, this little 10-second snippet that I did as a plug for my friend Jeff Matthews. And if you recognize his name, he used to be the weatherman for WFXV and WTR in Utica and Smith Hill. So he's gone solo now, like I say, on CNYWeatherTainment.com. And the Daily Star happened to be close by, and that's our local paper here, and one of the reporters was curious as to what I was doing standing in front of the trainman's or the brakeman's caboose that we have set up in Neewa Park in Oneonta to commemorate that agreement that was written umpteen years ago. And so I used that as my backdrop, and next thing you know, I made the newspaper, plus I was on CNY Weathertainment tonight, so that was really neat. So, all right, yeah, I've got 72 degrees out here, down from, I want to say it was like 89 here today, and that was pretty steamy. So with that, I'll say 7-3, and I'll hand it back to net control. This is KD2FPM.
Okay, Kevin. Well, you did lawn mowing, and I did lawn mowing, too. I spent about 3 hours mowing the lawn today, but I took my time, obviously, and didn't overheat. So that was good. Get it done to make it look nice. That's the whole point. Very good, Kevin. Good. All right, this is KC2YXN, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Looking for check-ins from regular members and guests.
This is Tom. Good evening, Kathy.
This is NA2H.
This is KC2WI.
This is KC2QQR.
WA to you.
Okay, net control recognizes George, Pete, KC2, 2QR, and John. Anyone else who would like to join us? Okay, did I miss anyone? I heard a little doubling there. So if I didn't read your name, please call. Okay, top of the list, George. You always give a temperature report. So what was our high temperature today?
Well, it is Kathy, Pete, and everybody else on the net, Kevin James. Yeah, we had a temperature range today was 61 to 86, and it's 72 degrees and falling right now. And so that's the range we got here on the mountainside in Watson. It may have been drastically different elsewhere, I don't know, but that's what it was here. I mean, both thermometers agreed to the 86. So, everyone's high as that 61 was the low. 72 right now, and still kind of high humidity, though we haven't had any rain. I was hoping young 5AOW would check in, and I could find out when to meet him at Headwaters Plaza, get that modem. Hey, after a whole week of not getting that modem after it got zapped last Sunday, lightning, they said, oh, we had no record that the call ever was put in, this, that, and everything else. Go through the whole thing again, and I said, look, I'm sick and tired of this, and I said, if you don't have a modem to me by next Friday, I'm just going to have you take the internet out completely, because I said, I'm not paying for the, it could be 2 to 3 months until there's enough, until the factory has enough modems that they'll start making. And I said, well, then in 2 to 3 months, I might get the internet back again. But in the meantime, I'm not paying for a service that I don't get another week. It'll be half a month that I have no internet that I'll be paying for. And a few months ago, because my eyes getting a little weak and all, I typed in by mistake 2999 times 2900, and for that 99 cents, boy, they couldn't wait to hit me with a $5 late charge just on that lousy 99 cents on the next bill. So boy, they can't. Frontier can't wait to hit you for that, but boy, they can't. Like, well, if it's going to take months to get it, fine. I said, that's why I'm hoping I can get this modem that M5AOW said that I could have to try and see if I can get back on the internet. Otherwise, just have them take it out, and I'll just have to keep, I've got two computers here that are useless to me then, and I'll just have to go on the internet at the library then. That's all. Get on tomorrow, then I can't get on again until Tuesday. It's like, oh, really? They really hit it to me, but good for sure. So with that, we'll say God bless, and 73 is N2, PFM clear.
Okay, George, well, thanks for joining us. Oh, we could expound on our sorrows with Frontier. One time we were without a telephone for, I believe it was 5 days. And in this day and age, we don't have cell coverage up here, but it was our landline. And in this day and age, that should be unheard of. So Frontier is not one of our favorites either. I can commiserate. So, okay. Thanks for joining us, George. Next up is the man from down south, NA2A.
I'm not down south. I'm up north. NA2A, good morning, one and all. Yep, it's almost good to be back. I think I brought the hot weather with me. A week before the departure from sunny Florida, it was 90 every day, and the heat just followed me back, I guess. Everything's going along fine, getting things set up, but still busy doing a little of this, a little of that. Temperatures are common to Boonville, Remsen, Prospect, and other ports of the thing. I don't pay too much attention. All I know is it's hot. And H-way back to that.
Okay, Pete. Well, question for you. Are you going to the Rochester Ham Fest tomorrow?
Yeah, I am. You need anything? Should I look for anything for you?
No, we have one radio too many, in fact. But I was just curious. I know you usually go. We saw an advert from ARRL about that event, so just asking. So.
It was tail. It'll take another 2 or 3 months for it to get the fur back, but he's not biting anymore. And I don't know what causes it. I don't know, and nobody seems to give me anything. I've had all kinds of suggestions. I've got hot spray for him, a veterinarian type hot spray, hot spot spray that relieves the itching and stuff. He doesn't bite so much, but Max said it's doing good for a 10-year-old dog. He's still happy and very active in age way.
Okay, Pete, well, thanks very much, and it's great to hear you back up here. Great to have you on the net. Excellent. All right, next up is another Pete. And busy as usual, I am sure. Go ahead, Pete.
WI. Well, I would have liked to have been up in the up in Lake Pleasant or camping or something the last few days. It certainly was warm enough. I don't like camping in cold weather. I like it when you get up and it's, you know, it's almost like being in the house. I don't mind if it's cool, but I really like warm weather and camping, and not in a tent though, either in a lean-to, or I have my own little tarp and rain fly. Basically, I make a lean-to kind of a deal, and I have a mosquito net, so it's basically sleeping outside, so it's you know, you don't get the kind of stuffy in the tent there when it's too hot at night. And we certainly are getting to that point here. The low is supposed to be 60 tonight, but it's cooled off. It hasn't been. I found that it's been reasonably pleasant at night. I think the humidity is not that high, obviously. Otherwise, it'd be miserable. And it cools off. The house gets hot, but. You know, maybe it's just that it's too early in the season. I hope we don't have a pattern like this where it really is even hotter. But I'm just trying to catch up on things, and I know that there's certain things that I just can't put off any longer. And this morning I took care of one of them, and yesterday I worked on stuff, and. What did I do yesterday? I guess I did go out. I did go out for a swim in the middle of the day, or in the early afternoon. I went for a little bike ride down the railroad bed there, and over to the river. Kind of scrambled down the bank. I went for a quick swim, and it wasn't really too bad. You know, it was overcast, and enough. I wasn't biking hard, you know, and and then I swapped vehicles last night. I wasn't sure if Bob really had my car done, but he said he was gonna. But I never heard from him, so went down and that worked out, and I went to Boonville. And there was only a few people at the towpath truckers run. I didn't go run. I didn't get there till 7:30, but I figured I'd go socialize since I was halfway there anyway in Fort Life. And then I went for a swim on the way back. That was kind of nice. And then today I got up and worked until early afternoon. Actually, the house cooled off reasonable. It's comfortable now. It's warm. I mean, if I was cleaning the house or something, I think it'd be hot. But stayed pretty nice until 1 or 2 o'clock, and then boy, I was really noticing it. I went out and I washed the front window of my car, which was really bad. And I said, you know what? Why should I? All of them were dirty. I said, you know, I'm gonna just wash the car. So it looks pretty good for an old car, except if you don't look at the rusty spots. Then I went and put the canoe in and paddled up river and went for a swim and paddled back down at 7 o'clock and it was nice. Not much current, boy. You could walk about 3 or 4 times as fast as floating down there in the canoe. But it was refreshing, and so as long as I can get out and do that and don't have to get, dressed up in business clothes to work and stuff, it's not too bad. Well, we'll see what will happen tomorrow. I just haven't decided exactly what I'm doing. I'm just sort of playing it by ear, and the only thing you got to be careful with that is if you do decide to do something where you got to go somewhere or, go out in the river, whatever it is, get out early, because the next thing you know it's 11 o'clock. Other than that, I guess not too much going on here, and I'm looking at the forecast, and it's looking at tomorrow's going to be hot, I guess the hottest day. I got a thing from Julia from the Buffalo National Weather Service that they were talking about Sunday. And even in Lake Pleasant they're saying a high of 86 tomorrow, partly cloudy and partly sunny, then isolated thunderstorms, and then scattered thunderstorms on Sunday, and almost as hot, and then cooling off, but still pretty warm. So it looks like we're going to get a little break to a little cooler weather next week, but still going to be very pleasant. And actually getting back up in the high, up to 80s on Thursday. So as long as it cools off at night, this isn't bad, and actually being overcast instead of bright, blazing sun keeps the temperature down a little, too, so not too bad. Other than that, I guess, we're 1 month away from Field Day weekend, KC2WI.
All right, Pete, yes, this is true, and you had a very good day for taking a swim or two. That was good, and we have a stone basement in our house, and that really keeps things cool. As long as we open the windows up at night, close them during the day, and we don't have any AC, but we do run a dehumidifier, which keeps the humidity down. So, even though it might be 90 out, it was 90 today here. I don't know, we run about 70 in the house, so it's not too bad. Very good, Pete. Well, glad to hear things are rolling along for you. And we'll go to our next station, KC2QQR, and I apologize for not knowing your name.
KC2QQR. Yeah, my name is Chuck. My QTH is in Vernon here. Pete, it sounds like you had a very good day. I went for a run this morning, I should have went a little earlier. It was kind of hot out when I went out, but it wasn't too bad. Not like this afternoon. Still probably, it was about 80 degrees out. And then after that, ate breakfast, and then mowed the lawn. Then took a break, came back inside, cooled down, then went back out and finished it up. It looks real nice out there. and it was very light. And other than that, just pretty much cleaned up around the house. And the temperature, I have the, on my house, it usually stays right around 70, between 70 and 75. I don't have a stone basement, but my basement stays roughly between 55 and 60 during the summer, so it's actually really nice downstairs. But one of these days I'm going to finish it so I can spend more time down there. Anyway, glad to hear everybody in here tonight, and you guys have a good day tomorrow. Bring it back to Net Control. KC2QQR.
Okay, Chuck, well, thank you very much for joining us this evening. And, yeah, basements are a nice thing to have when the weather's hot. All right. Up next is WA2U.
Okay, we'll pause WA2U and the Black River Valley Service Net, those tuning in. Good evening to everyone on frequency and those out there listening on the Echolink and other places, I guess. Yeah, it was warm, but yeah, the basement, the cellar here is, we're lucky. It's, like Kathy said, the stone and concrete, but it's also a dry cellar, so it's very, a lot of space. We've cleaned it out, and the only thing that's down there is what has to be hot water tank and the furnace and the fuel tanks down there, and that's about it. So we have a door we could just open in the back here and bring in the lawnmower. Kathy gave the new lawnmower a good workout today, or vice versa. But you have a choice of self-propelled or whatever, and I think she's glad it's self-propelled now because it's a good-sized motor on it. I hope George gets squared away with a modem. We don't really have a choice of carriers here. We have Frontier. It's kind of the old joke. And whenever they have a problem, they always send you a survey, so which is kind of really annoying at times. And you know, you call up, and if you call up any time, they don't even know you're punching all the numbers and your phone number and everything. They still won't know who you are. Talk to some people, and they're going to put a bigger transformer in, and they're going to take out this old pole and put a bigger pole in. So there you go. This pole, now that I know how old it is, it's, I guess they don't want to put a brand new transformer on a pole that's been there since 1959. So that, well, they got some good wood there, right? 1959. Well saturated in creosote, whatever they put it in. Tomorrow is the Rochester Hamfest talk-in. For those that are going, is 145.11, and the PL is 110.9. 110.9 is the PL needed to access the talk-in frequency, 145.110. So happy shopping to those that are going. I know that there was some new equipment released at Dayton, and maybe some of the vendors will have some of that there. Always take your list with you, and always get a second opinion, I guess, if you're buying something you don't know a lot about it. If anyone has either MERS radios or FRS radios or 220 is another good band. If you've never been to the Hamfest before, a lot of these Hamfests, forget about trying to communicate on simple 2-meter simplex or whatever. It's overwhelming. So if you've got a radio that does 900 megs, I've seen people with handhelds on 52, 525, 6-meter simplex and other things. So if you can get, if you've got the ability to get on the commercial frequency, that's the place to go. And that maybe, you know, there's so much RF out there, but you want to keep in communications with other people. That is definitely the way to go. The other thing is, if you see something at the Hamfest and you really may want it, or you think you know, it's a popular item, but the price is just a little bit, well, I might be able to find it another place in the flea market. Many times I've done the same thing and go back to the other table because you found it was a little bit cheaper, but it might have been a little bit more banged up or used, and the unit that you were interested in is gone. So buyer beware, I guess, and try to get all the manuals, which is kind of an ongoing thing. Pete, sounds like you had a really good day doing stuff outside. I stayed inside, did stuff inside. I moved some stuff around upstairs, brought a door downstairs, and I did. Kathy worked out with a lawnmower, and I worked out with the air gun. I did about 9.5 miles in like 30 minutes or something. No big deal, but crank up the tunes and have fun. And last night we were doing 807 testing. We were testing the 807s out, so they all seem to be working fine and up to full grid and plate. All right, WATU, back to that.
All right, thank you, WA2U. Very good. And we did receive an email about the Hamfest in Rochester. There was a change in venue. We got an email yesterday pertaining to that. It's on West River Road, I believe it was. It is changed to now. So to check that correct address, you could go to the ARRL website and check that out. Okay, this is KC2YXN for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for further check-ins.
KC2NBU.
Good evening, Ray. Well, thank you very much for joining us. And how are you?
Good. It's Ridge Road. It's Ridge Road, south. West Ridge Road, which is actually Route 104 in Rochester. I put down the address in my whatever. I think it's 200 West Ridge Road, which is Route 104 for the Rochester Ham Fest. We still got 74 degrees here. We're without power for most of the afternoon. I got a chance to fire up the old generator and run it for a little while. First time it's actually run for a reason, probably over a year.
Okay, Ray, did you have storms where you were?
Not even a sprinkle. Yeah, I just looked it up. It's 200 West Ridge Road, Rochester. And like I said, it's Route 104. No, it's no storms. We had some clouds, but they said it went all the way down to, we're on Nilo, went all the way down to through Remsen. They had the electricity in the village of Boonville, because, of course, they're on Boonville Power.
Oh, okay. Yeah, John just mentioned Woodgate was out also. Well, that's interesting. Yeah, we sometimes lose our power for no apparent reason, too, but nothing like a generator, I'll tell you. Okay, anything else for us this evening, Ray?
No. I was thinking about hitching a ride and going to the Ham Fest, too, but I stood up a couple of days ago. I stood up underneath the lift, underneath the car, and I'd let the car down so I could open the door to turn the key on, and I'd forgotten, and I stood up and I smacked my head and it compressed my neck, and now I got a pinched nerve on my neck, and I'm in agony, especially when I try to drive.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. My goodness. Oh, nothing worse than your back or your neck hurting. Oh. Well, thank you for the information about the Ham Fest, too, that I was incorrect in the location of that. And we hope you feel better. You just got to rest with that. Neck brace often helps, too. So, okay, Ray, well, sending you the best. And this is KC2YXM for the Black River Valley Service Net. Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this point in time?
WA2 with info.
Go ahead, WA2U.
Okay. Thanks, Ray, for the clarification on that. Yeah, they move things around. They have it in one place so many years, they change the spot, but I guess that'll help with the talk and frequency. Again, 145.110 and the PL at 110.9. Well, it's time to either, if you're not going to the Ham Fest or one of the ham fests coming up. It's time to dust off that old scanner of yours, or if you've got one in the closet or hidden, you know, because a lot of stuff has gone digital. However, you have from now until June 11th or 12th. Actually, I'm going to throw in the 10th. 10th isn't a show day, but the 11th and 12th is the air show in Syracuse, and it's been a while. The Blue Angels, probably people have seen it on the TV. I've had so much fun. When we lived out in Clay, just listening to everybody talk, and it's not all encrypted gobbledygook. It's all in the open. You can hear it. It's fascinating. And you know, people go to NASCAR or go to Indy races and listen to the drivers. Well, this is, you know, some of the planes are flying 650 miles an hour, so it's fascinating to hear just the way the voices sound. And a lot of it is in the open. So if you have a scanner that is able to pick up AM, or some people used to say YAM, you might be able to hear them. And I know it's Syracuse. It's a long ways away if you get in a car 70 miles. But don't forget, you're talking line of sight, and if someone's up a few thousand feet, that's a nice tower, isn't it? So you might, you know, they're limited, I don't know, 25 watts or 20 watts. I forgot what the aircraft radios are, but they're limited on the power. But I used to listen to them on like 138, 150, 143 something. But there'll be so much activity on those frequencies. All you have to do is do a search, and you'll be listening for a station. They'll go by, and unless they change it, they'll go by. You'll know the person's in charge. They'll go by the name Air Boss. And they define who does what when, and they have this imaginary box that's up there, and you can hear everything from people doing the Golden Knight jumping and anything that's going on out there. And as I said, no one's going to interfere with their communication. So they're in the open, and they know people are listening to it, but it is quite fascinating. So program a few of them into, go to radioreference.com, get out the old scanner, hook it up to your 2-meter antenna on that Saturday or Sunday. The reason I mentioned the 10th is when I was living in Clay, that Thursday, the Friday before the show, they were doing all their tests and checking things out. So that's when I established a lot of the frequency to monitor. That's coming up June 11th and 12th, and it's been a while since the air show's been there, but kind of fascinating listening. I want to try to listen some of the some of our dual band Kenwoods will go into the AMO. This does a nice job. If you have an old scanner that actually can pick up the 220 megahertz band, some of the military, you know, for instance, the tower for Syracuse is on 239.0, which is the same as 120.3. And you guys tell when you're listening to military aircraft up there, because you'll hear them, but you will not hear the commercial stuff coming over 239. Anyways, getting off target here, the topic. So just want to mention that if you get to the Ham Fest tomorrow, you find an old scanner that's programmable, especially that has search ranges. If you could put a high and low search in it, you know, 118, maybe 118 to 135, because 136 will have them switch over to FM, but you'll be all set. And if you can do 25 KC increments, it'll be perfect. WATU, back tonight.
All right, John, thank you for all that information. Very good. I'm going to do one more quick call-up. This is KC2YXN. Looking for any stations who would like to join us this evening. Please call now. All right, before I close the Black River Valley ServiceNet, I'll do our Friday evening chuckle. So this is a continuation along the theme of signs that you are no longer a kid. Your arms are almost too short to read the newspaper. You sing along with the elevator music, And you almost enjoy hearing about other people's surgery. Last but not least, you consider coffee one of the most important things in life. Okay, we'll now close the Black River Valley service net. But before I do that, there are two things. One, I would like to thank Kevin, George, 2AP, WIP, Chuck, John, and Ray. And I would also like to thank the servicemen and women who we are memorializing and celebrating this weekend, making our country free. So keep that in mind when everybody's barbecuing and having a great time, that it's also for a purpose. So, I will now close the Black River Valley service net and return the repeater to regular amateur use. Everybody have a wonderful, safe, enjoyable weekend. Take it easy in the heat and enjoy whatever it is you do. This is KC2YXM. 73
all. I'm clear. This is Kilo Charlie 2, Oscar Victor Bravo, Dixie Yuskuk, calling for the United County Traffic Emergency Network. For stations with or without traffic, all check-ins will be appreciated and all stations are welcome.
This is Kilo, Delta 2, Foxtrot, Papa Mike, Kevin James, checking in through Echolink from Oneonta, New York. Good evening, Octane, negative.
KC2NVU, good evening, no traffic.
Roger, KD2, Foxtrot, Papa Mike, good evening, Kevin, thank you for your check-in. Was there another station that called in after Kevin? Calling for Octane. All stations are welcome, with or without traffic. Calling for Octane. All stations are welcome. Final call for Octane. Octane would like to thank the Boonville Amateur Radio Club for allowing Octane to use their repeater. Good evening, KC2, Foxtrot, Top of Mike, Kevin, thanks for your check-in. 73, KC2OBB, clear.
All right, this is KD2FBM. I'll be clearing this repeater through the Echolink system. As always, thank you for use of Echolink. We always appreciate it out here. Hopefully, I'll catch you guys again tomorrow night. Until then, 73, KD2FBM will be clear.